Hi, I'm Dave Hopwood, and it's great to be with you today. I've got a little talk on the celebration of Pentecost. Pentecost is when we remember the time when God gave his Holy Spirit to the world, really. And it's interesting because it's something that we might equate immediately with the spiritual life that we all have. But in fact, as I want to point out, really, it's about all of life. It's about normal life, ordinary life, about reality, our everyday living. In the film The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which was the first film in the trilogy that they've done so far, there's a moment when I think it's Father Christmas actually shows up, I think, and he gives gifts to the children for the battles that they're going to fight. They're going to need these gifts to get through. Well, in a way, that sums up what Pentecost is all about. What happens is, if you read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, there's a whole load of people come into Jerusalem for a feast, because Pentecost is in itself a feast already. And people have come in from all over. And what happens is the first followers of Jesus were frightened, they were hiding away, they weren't sure what to do. And suddenly there was like a rushing wind came through the place. And what are called tongues of fire, like little fires, little flames, sat on their heads. And suddenly they were transformed. They were given this gift, which meant that instead of being timid and frightened and hiding away and not sure what to say, these kind of pretty rough and ready people who weren't educated really, they went out and they spoke to the people and they explained simply and powerfully about Jesus and what he'd done in dying for them and rising from the dead and how that could be the beginning of a whole new life. And in the way, you know, that the kids in Narnia receive those gifts for the battles they will fight. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. The first followers of Jesus received this gift, which released other gifts within them, so they were enabled to go out and to start to change things. And of course, this change, as I said, is not just spiritual, it's about life. It's about how we treat people, how we treat the world, how we keep going when we want to give up. The strength, the courage, the patience, all those kind of things, the honesty sometimes that we need, and the ability to pray. We're told that one of the things the Holy Spirit does, this gift of the Holy Spirit, is it helps us to pray. He helps us to communicate with God, sometimes, you know, in the worst kind of situations and sometimes in the best. But then that's part of the gift, that we can relate to God. Now, in another film, Chocolat, there's a moment when, at the early on, a stranger arrives in this French village, and everyone's in church. And there's a symbolic moment when the wind rushes through the village and blows wide open the doors of the church. And all the candles flicker, and everyone looks round because they sense something has happened. Well, that is as well what is happening on the day of Pentecost. There is a rushing wind that comes through and shakes everything and shakes everyone up. And it kind of rushes through their lives, and nothing will be quite the same again. And that's another part of what the Holy Spirit does, is he comes into our lives when we ask him, only by invitation. He won't crash his way in. But then he'll start to blow the cobwebs away and flicker our old candles and blow open the doors of different bits of our lives that we often want to keep shut off. And he does that so that he can help us with those dark and difficult places in our lives, those deep places. You know, we all know what it is to have secret places in our lives that need help, that need healing, and we need setting free from them. That's the nature of humanity. That goes on all our lives. And what the Holy Spirit wants to keep on doing is blowing into those bits of our lives and bringing fresh air and daylight, bringing a new start, a new hope, a new way forward with those places in our lives. So that's what Pentecost is about too. In the Bible, in an Old Testament book, in the first part of the Old Testament, there's a prophet called Ezekiel. I love Ezekiel. It's such a creative, imaginary book, you know, full of imagination, full of imaginary kind of stories, and God communicating with people using, you know, creative gifts through Ezekiel. And one of the things that Ezekiel sees is a valley of dry bones, and it's full of dead bones. And what's interesting for Ezekiel is he's a prophet, and as such, he's not supposed to be in contact with all this death, not according to their strict rules. And yet here he is in this valley, which is full of death. It's the valley of death, if you like. And he finds himself in this vision there. But like on the day of Pentecost, a mighty wind rushes through the valley. And it blows the bones upright and they start to stand up. It's like something out of a horror movie. And then the flesh starts to reappear and muscles and sinews appear on the bones. And suddenly it's not just bones in front of him, it's a massive army of people standing there. But they're lifeless. They're like zombies. They're like, if you like, the living dead. So then God says to Ezekiel, you know, breathe on them yourself. And when you breathe on them, my spirit will breathe on them. So God says, when you do it, I will do it through you. And Ezekiel blows on them and they start to move and they live and they come alive. And they're no longer these lifeless bodies, but new life has come into their being and their living. And again, that's another picture of the day of Pentecost. You know, the Holy Spirit blowing into our lives, helping us to live again, helping us to do things which we couldn't do without God in our lives. Not necessarily talking about extraordinary miracles, but just, you know, reaching out to help others or keeping going or getting out of bed in the morning sometimes. Caring for those that we know, caring for those that we don't know, crossing boundaries into those people who we see as, you know, different from us, all of that kind of thing. The Holy Spirit breathes into us. And what's interesting, of course, is, as I mentioned, God says to Ezekiel, you do it, then I'll do it. And that's often the way it is with God now. Before the day of Pentecost, Jesus had been with the people physically, you know, person right there they could see. And then he shocked them by saying he was going to leave them. And he said to them that the reason he had to leave was because in there in person, he could be only in one place. But if he went, he could send his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And that would affect the whole world. That would be like Jesus at work through the whole world, through the people who love him and follow him. The Holy Spirit, as they breathe life on others, as they bring life to others, as they reach out to others, the Holy Spirit of Jesus is working through them to others. And that's even in the smallest things. There's a saying that I love. It's from a guy called Shane Claiborne, and he says this: get ready, because God is preparing you for something very, very small, because it's small things that change the world. And I would say that is what the day of Pentecost is about. The Spirit of God enabling you and I to do the small things that change the world. And that can be our prayer for today and tomorrow and next week. Lord, please breathe through us. Please enable us to keep doing those small things that change the world for better, that make a difference in people's lives, that make a difference to the planet, you know. Many, many people now, we're concerned, aren't we? We care about the state of the planet. And what happens is, you know, the Holy Spirit says, well, do that. Do things that will make it better, not worse. Care about this whole of creation that you've given, that I've given you, says God. Care about the people you meet. And the Holy Spirit will enable you to do that. And he will give you gifts that will help you. So I'll just say a little prayer to finish. Lord, thank you for this day of Pentecost when we remember the gift of your Holy Spirit and what he can do in our lives. Thank you for Jesus, who died and rose again and sent his Holy Spirit to help us. Lord, open us today. Open our lives and our minds and our hearts and our wills and our consciences and our being, every bit of us. Help us to open up to you so that we may live out the life that you want for us in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks very much for watching and listening. That's it for now.